And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. In recent weeks, we've been hearing from candidates running for statewide office in Vermont. This week, during All Things Considered, we're talking with all three candidates for governor. Today, we're hearing from Bill Lee from Craftsbury. He's perhaps best known as a former Major League Baseball pitcher, and he's now the Liberty Union Party's gubernatorial candidate. Bill, welcome back to VPR.
Well, thanks for having me. Nice studio.
Well, start by giving us your gubernatorial elevator pitch here. Why should Vermonters give you their votes on November 8th?
I'm the alternative candidate. I'm both left and right. I am a true Vermonter. My great-great-great uncle was the first lieutenant governor of the state of Vermont. And I believe that I came here because Vermont picked me, and I love it. It's an ideal. I believe we're the Second Republic. I believe we should do everything ourselves and separate our ties eventually with the United States, not take any federal money, not take any money, do it all ourselves. I believe we're self-sustaining. I came here for two words. It was called town meeting, you know, and I believe those two words are the most important two words in the state of Vermont. The fact that we all have our speech and we all have our free speech and we all can sit around on Tuesdays and, you know, not ostracize people like they did in ancient Greece. So I believe, you know, I am the alternative candidate, which will bring us back to a kinder, gentler state.
VPR did a recent poll that showed affordability and the high cost of living in Vermont were two big concerns for Vermonters. Bill, if you're elected governor, what do you do about those issues?
I believe that everything we have in resource bases is right here and under our hands. We get away from the big mega farms that are created by, I believe, the agricultural, the Arthur Daniels Midland, the Cargills, the Monsantos. I believe we go small. We feed all of eastern United States, and it'll create tons of jobs. I believe we cut down the pre-existing windmills that are ruining our skyline. We cut them up into little sections, and we do micro wind turbines inside of them in a form of art. I see them as areas to put in, you know, biodiesel refuges to create our own petroleum. I see the fact that the technology exists and our forethought exists through everything that I have learned, that we can do it on our own, do it at a smaller scale, you know, have limits to growth, you know, like Schumacher said, small is beautiful. And I believe Vermont's on the right path, and the Northeast Kingdom is leading the way with its microbreweries, its cheeses, and its organic farms.
And you think that could lead the way for job creation in Vermont to make
more than enough? I believe that everybody's going to want to come here. With the CO2 levels at 400 parts per million, the first time in our recorded history, you know, that global warming exists, and there'll be more fluctuations with drought, heavy seashore activity, erosion of our coastline, killing of our coral reefs, and I believe Vermont is going to be a bastion where everybody's going to want to come. And I've always been a utopian dreamer, and Vermont is my utopia. I came here, and I want to see it go back the way it was, not the way I think we're leaning right now with the Republicans and the Democrats. You need a new form of thinking in this state, and I'll lead the way.
You mentioned renewable energy. Pushing for more renewable energy has been a big priority for state government. It's not been without its controversy. What actions would you take regarding renewable energy as governor? And specifically, should towns have the power to reject renewable projects that they don't want?
Yes, I believe in every individual. That's why you have town meetings. And they don't want it. Craftsbury didn't want what happened in Lowell, but it was rammed down our throat. And it really disrupted a lot of lives. And it hurts our tourism industry. I believe we're a tourist state.
You're referring to wind projects.
Wind projects especially. And I'm a biodiesel guy. I believe it. You know, at our small schools and everything else, we can create, you know, new forms of ways because of all of our organic matter here to make biodiesel. And we could run, you know, everything on those types of trucks if you want to do fossil fuels, and you create your own fossil fuels. You know, I told the Republican, Phil Scott, you know, you're going around in left turns burning up fossil fuels at Thunder Road in your number 14 car and really not going anywhere. You know, and that's a metaphor for what I see as what's wrong, you know, in this state. You know, we vote against our best interests in this state, and we've got to start coming together and realizing small is better. Don't go big. Go small. Individual communities, have your own composting, you know, have your own organic gardens, you know, have your chickens free range, your pigs like at Pete's Greens, running out free, laying down, eating decaying apples, you know, and, you know, that's the best pig you can get is one that's fed the way they do it at Pete's Greens.
Would you support a so-called carbon tax on fossil fuels as a way to discourage people from using more gasoline?
Oh, yeah. I would raise a sin tax, carbon tax, all forms of taxes. If you eat against your own best interest and you're using the hospital system, those taxes are on what you eat. I'm a firm believer in eating organic. I'm very much for the sin tax. You know, I would raise the bottle bill issue and raise everything to 10 cents except Bud Light. I'd raise it to 20 cents because all our ski slopes and our cross-country ski areas, when you go around in the spring, there's nothing but Bud Light cans around.
Would you raise other taxes and fees to balance the state budget?
I would. No, not other taxes. I believe that you know, my other plan was to bring the Expos back, and by that, you're going to bring all these Red Sox fans that are going to migrate through here. And if I'm the governor, you know, they're all going to stop in Montpelier and say hello, and they're going to spend a lot of money. I mean, it's the bed and breakfast industry is going to increase tenfold if I'm governor.
I want to talk about Vermont Health Connect. It's been plagued with problems from the very beginning. Under your administration, what do you see as the future? Do you stick with Vermont Health Connect? Do you move to something else?
Well, the Connect is just a vehicle that gets everybody into the system. And, you know, you spend all this money. I heard it was $200 million. You're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and start something else?
Am I hearing then that you'd want to try to
fix
work
it? I would like to work within that and fix it. I don't believe in, you know, Phil Scott wants to throw it out and go to the Connecticut plan. Well, that plan doesn't work, you know, and the fact that all these other ones, we all have to come together. The regional technique I have is that we'll have an association with New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Quebec, and we'll have this economic region that we all have the same self-interest.
My final question, Bill. Back in 2014, current Governor Peter Shumlin, the Democrat, devoted his entire State of the State address to the opiate addiction problem in Vermont. If you were elected governor, what would you do about Vermont's opiate addiction problem?
Well, we have to do it on a federal scale. We have to legalize everything. I believe that you
legalize all drugs.
All drugs. I believe in legalizing all drugs, maintaining it, doing quality studies, finding out exactly. I don't want children smoking marijuana at a young age. I want them running long distance.
I can hear people saying that legalizing all drugs would just make this addiction problem even worse.
It won't. It won't, because it'll be regulated, and your parents and everything and your grandparents and all your law enforcement. What it will do will create a system like they have in Europe where everybody tolerates one another. What we've done now is, based in our system, is isolated more jails, more police. This is all our incarceration problem. This was all created a long time ago. If the Shays Rebellion had have succeeded in 1780, after the Revolutionary War, Vermont would be still an independent republic today, and we would be in control of all of our medical and everything, and we would be a more peaceful thing.
We've been talking with Bill Lee. He's the Liberty Union candidate to be Vermont's next governor and a former Major League Baseball pitcher. Bill, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.